This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I think of Clint Eastwood, The Enforcer. I think, wasn't that one of his films, The Enforcer? Was that in the Dirty Harry series?
Mm-hmm.
We got to talk about vaccine enforcers. Where's Go Ahead Make My Day? Might that be the next phase of this? Not wishing violence on anybody, but my gosh, the way they're visiting violence on innocent children and grandma and grandpa with their toxin-filled syringes, it's only a matter of time, perhaps. We'll talk about junk food sales rising. Where and why? Hippies. Hippies were right all along, and that'll build on the nerd discussion I had with my new friend Karma Singh from Germany of last hour. Super Don, did we survive that? Or are you like, going off to play Dungeons and Dragons now?
Well, I mean, when you belong to a group of people call themselves Merlins, I mean, you almost want to go, like, pick up your spell book and start figuring out how to, turn somebody into a frog. No, I'm just kidding. But,
Transformation of energy. Yeah. Come on.
See, that is heavy stuff. And, maybe not everybody can wrap their head around that.
Mm-hmm.
But some people find that stuff really super interesting. And this is something that, we're going to start incorporating some of these types of things into the show moving forward.
I'm very
because,
excited about that.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, this is kind of an untapped area on this show, especially.
Mm-hmm.
We'll expand our horizons.
For those of you who tune in to us on radio through our syndicator, GCN, Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com, we are continuing as ever on the Sunday show for those listening live.
That's right.
We are transitioning our weekday show Monday through Friday, which is syndicated by GCN as well, and there'll still be archives there, but you have archives on iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and SoundCloud and UK Health Radio. And by the way, Super D, you got to figure out how, the UK Health Radio time frame is as well. And then, of course, YouTube, simulcasting on YouTube. But we're going to be transitioning to a video format, which will also have a radio stream for those that want to pick it up that way. And our YouTube channel, RS Bell Media channel, will be the primary delivery unless they come after us and censor us. And then we'll have a plan B or C or D. But stick with us by going to robertscottbell.com, signing up for email alerts there, and you will be in the know, plugged in. Our time frame right now, we're looking at Monday through Friday. Eastern time would be 3 to 5 in the afternoon, Pacific noon to 3, Monday through Friday in the afternoon. And anywhere in between Central and Mountain, you guys figure it out. But we'll get you the official announcements, and that'll be blasting out soon, as well as more giveaways. Another reason why you want to sign up for email alerts. We'll tell you how to enter contests to win, for instance, some CBD from our friends at Plus CBD Oil. Maybe I can talk to my friends at Better Way Health and we can give away, occasional bottle of beta-glucan. Wouldn't that be awesome? That stuff, I mean, this stuff's valuable, right? It's life-transforming stuff. It's empowering stuff. And I'm just honored that I can deliver this to you and help you see through some of the lies or a lot of the lies in the mainstream media, big pharma, big media, big government. The triumvirate, the evil triumvirate, and our founders in America knew of those dangers. Of course, they wanted a free press based on the First Amendment. Yet today in America, we see the American left, by and large, the collectivist left that have lost their minds in the universal mind of corruption and are calling for censorship. their last vestige of how do we save Big Pharma? And they're like, at the same time, and this was kind of like Super Don, that guy that tweeted out to Darla, you know, in the question when I asked Darla Shine, our friend, why is CNN so obsessed with our friend Darla Shine? And then this guy says, because she wants to kill babies. I'm like, this is the insanity coming from the lunatic fringe on the left. Although it might not be fully a left-right paradigm, I acknowledge, because as I engaged in a little Twitter storm back and forth with this guy, I ended, because he brought up Russian bots, I'm saying, you know, the only one Russian here is you and your communist leanings for collectivist injections, denying individual liberty, the right for self-determination. You're arguing for you are owned by government. Now, the people on the left are into that. I get it. But if there's a so-called skeptic bot that doesn't align with the political left, you better wake up, because you have been engulfed and devoured by a communist manifesto of ownership of all society, all means, all production, and all people by government. And that's why Big Pharma is set to lose, because in America, I believe, that's where we'll draw the line. Socialism? Yeah, I know most of the planks of the Communist Manifesto are already in various levels of action here in America. But by and large, in the DNA of the average or typical American, when they're confronted with ownership by government or the freedom to protect and choose your path in life, I think that there will be a majority of those ultimately that will choose freedom over tyranny. Super Don, I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking too much about my fellow Americans.
No, listen, it's very hard to try and navigate right now through how nutso everything has gotten over vaccines and vaccination and censorship and people being deplatformed and banned. I mean, I've never seen anything like this ever in my life, ever, about anything. Because when it comes to free speech, right?
Yeah.
Over the years, free speech comes up every once in a while when somebody tries to ban it. And I can remember years ago, people, you know, in the streets protesting over the fact that they were trying to ban something like flag burning, right? That's freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, every once in a while, some provocative artist would come along. And I remember there was this one thing where this guy took, like, a crucifix and he put it in a jar with urine. And free speech.
What about Sinead O'Connor? Remember when she tore up a picture of the Pope?
Sure. Absolutely.
But what we got the Pope doing now.
She was on Saturday Night Live, I think it was when that happened.
Listen, freedom of speech, the First Amendment was written not to protect stuff you agree with. It was to protect the stuff of controversy, the things that would threaten the status quo. And, you know, you get to believe what you want to believe, but if you start suppressing other people's beliefs that differ with yours, it's only a matter of time before somebody takes over government that disagrees with your beliefs. So if you're willing to give the government the power of censorship over people you don't like, they're coming for you next, folks. Do you learn anything from history? You don't have to agree with people. That's not the point of the First Amendment. It's about protecting their right to communicate even things that are horrible. Now, you know, they say advocating violence or insurrection. I mean, there are things like that. But you see, this is where the political right sometimes loses it. Remember on the flag burning thing. We need to ban flag burning. That didn't come from the political left. So I acknowledge that, you know, it's not me going, oh, I just hate people on the left. That's not it. We're about fundamental principles. And there are times where we have to call out people from all sides of the political spectrum in this regard. And on this issue now, right now, the political left is primarily focusing on their attempts at censoring you. Now, the question is, how much violence and force are they willing to do? Even Paul Offit, the vaccine prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T, said that the act of vaccination is a violent act against a child. He's acknowledged it, but it doesn't stop him from promoting it. So a serious question Mike Adams, the health ranger, asks on Natural News. Banned on YouTube, perhaps banned on Twitter, Facebook, who knows? But a serious question. When will the first, quote-unquote, vaccine enforcers be shot? Not by a syringe, but because the parents are defending their children against felony assault of forced vaccinations. This goes back on Friday, interestingly enough. I mentioned this, you know, when will they recognize how important the Second Amendment is to the protection of your life, your liberty, your property? And even Chris Barr, my buddy, not a doc on Friday's show, he brought it up completely not planned, He remembered Michael Badnarik's famous statement when he became the presidential nominee for the Libertarian Party in 2004. I was the only live media broadcast there at that event in Atlanta at the time. I remember at the Hyatt Regency, the Blue Dome thing you can't see now because there's so many tall buildings around it in Atlanta. And I said, Mr. Badnarik, we weren't friends yet, we had just met, what do you think about George Bush's attempts to mandate vaccines across the board, like the anthrax vaccine, et cetera, because of the bioterrorism scare? And he kind of thought for a moment and then didn't hesitate and said, you know what, Doc, you bring your syringe, I'll bring my 45, and we'll see who makes a bigger hole. That's, of course, been one of the most famous taglines of Michael Badnarik over the years, and you can fill in the blanks on that. But it isn't Michael Badnarik saying, I want to shoot people. It's like recognizing that you have an unalienable right to defend your life and your children's life. And when you realize the end result, however unintentional you may think it is, could be death of your child, who wouldn't defend their children when they recognize and realize that? So I find this a fascinating discussion, intellectual discussion, and not one that people will say, oh, Robert Scott Bell and Michael Badnarik and Mike Adams are promoting violence. No, we're not. We're providing you a concept or context for defense of life. We're not the ones threatening you with violence. The pro-vaccine leftist sycophants, pharmaceutical minions, are threatening violence on us, on our children, through these mandates, through removing of the ability to exempt yourself, even though it should be an opt-in system. Now, to be fair, Colorado governor, who I believe is a Democrat, probably leans a lot more left, Jared Polis, said while he believes people should get vaccinated, he does not support government efforts to force parents to vaccinate their children. It's important, he says, that parents vaccinate their children, but you can't do that at the point of a gun. When the government tries to force parents to do this, it creates distrust in both vaccines and distrust in government. Well, I applaud you, Governor of Colorado, for acknowledging something that is something so basic that the mob left mentality doesn't get. Your calls for censorship, your calls for mandates, they're backfiring. And they're going to result in the demise of your precious little sacrament in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, vaccines. So bring on the censorship calls. Bring on the calls for violence. I'm not thrilled about it, but I recognize that it's going to bring on the demise of the pro-vaccine cultists much more quickly than had they paid no attention to us, pretended we weren't here. Censorship? Yeah. Go ahead. Censor Vax from Cover Up to Catastrophe on Amazon Prime Streaming. You want to send a message to Amazon? Yeah. Discontinue your membership. Do those things. Fine. But ultimately, like I said, their calls for censorship and violence will backfire upon them. And that's the article that we open today's hour with. Next, we go down to the Deep South for a CBD cannabis update.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Scott Bell Show. All right, your cure. Did I say that? I'm not asking permission from the FDA. Your cure for censorship on medical issues. The Robert Scott Bell Show. That's one of the things we do here. RobertScottBell.com. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Again, transformation is happening beginning the 18th, a Monday in March. We're going to be transforming to an earlier time slot, and you'll be watching us still on YouTube and listening through other streaming technologies, and we'll let you know about that. But go to robertscottbell.com, sign up for email alerts, and you'll be the first to know. So thank you all for being here. Please keep sharing the show. We do not have large pharmaceutically funded PR firms to let people know about it. But if you like what you're hearing, pay it forward. Help those folks to know that the power to heal is theirs as well. Even Super Don. In Alabama. Can you imagine? Even in Alabama? How is this possible?
Greenbow, Alabama!
All right, here we go.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
You, Dr. Green Thumb, come on back for time! Unlike hoity-toity northeastern New York and Boston shows, we're not going to make fun of the South. We don't do that here. I'm a transplanted Southerner, and it's in my heart, the Deep South. But Alabama, let's just say it, a little behind on certain things. Okay? It's just different. It's slower. It gets there. And on the cannabis issue, yeah, the South has been lagging behind other states. Now, again, I know that some of our listeners are against, quote-unquote, smoking pot. It's not something that I do, but again, this concept of cannabis as being the devil's weed, it requires cognitive dissonance, because the devil's whatever are the stuff that's killing people. The toxic synthetic variants of those things, like Marinol. Suddenly you take marijuana and you synthesize it, now you've got all kinds of side effects that don't happen from the actual plant. Now, whatever your belief is about the plant and its use, the freedom for scientists and doctors alike and laypersons alike to decide how to use plants, I believe that's a God-given right. And government doesn't have a role to play as long as, again, you're not killing people with it, deceiving, fraudulently doing it. But this plant can be of great benefit, as we've talked about, even in the book Unlock the Power to Heal that I wrote with Ty Bollinger. We have a whole section at the end on cannabis cures, CBD, THC, and the other cannabinoids and terpenes, etc. But Alabama is a little slow, I understand, in this regard. The Alabama Department of Public Health has issued a warning about products labeled CBD cannabidiol. They say, this is according to State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris, products with the CBD label are untested, unregulated, and potentially dangerous. Now, this to me, Super D, is just the same old, just fill in the dietary supplement blank. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter, because it's all about, oh, supplements are not tested, they're not regulated, they're
un- Oh, yeah.
This is what he's saying. He's just picking out CBD at this point because Big Pharma owns and runs the FDA, and of course the stuff that is tested and regulated and, you know, on and on. The third leading cause of death. How many deaths due to CBD supplements in Alabama? In the history of the world.
Yes.
Right?
Well, yeah. And what they're playing on here is, like you said, I mean, you just fill in the blank here. Now, there's some common sense here. And listen, I mean, this is what they... It's almost like a technicality where it's like, you know, be careful with, you know, anything that you buy... If you just go buy something, you don't care about where it came from, who made it, well, you don't read the label, you don't know anything about it, it doesn't matter what you buy. I mean, you know, every month they recall hundreds of thousands of tons of hamburger from Cargill, right? You know, and that's approved, USDA inspected, blah, 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 and they still, you know, recall that stuff. So in this case, if you go buy CBD from somebody who's selling it to you out of their trunk, okay. Maybe you're taking a chance there. You don't know anything about the product. And that goes for anything. It doesn't matter. So in this case, he's like, oh, you need to be careful of what you consume, because when you buy a product over the counter, which is dumb. I mean, how much stuff can you buy over the counter? You can buy, you know, Prilosec over the counter.
Tylenol.
You know, yes, absolutely. You got to be careful to know what you're getting.
Yeah. Right.
No kidding, Sherlock. I appreciate the advice.
Approved by the FDA. Isn't it more likely to kill you? Honestly. I mean, what out there is the third leading cause of death?
Right.
Right? And what's number one and two? Heart disease, cancer, neck and neck. And the vast majority, I would argue, of cancer and heart disease caused by what modern medical doctors do with FDA-approved, Fear and Death Administration-approved synthetic chemistry.
Know what you're buying, you know? Find something you can trust.
Here's what I'm buying, plus CBD oil.
That's
CBD,
right.
Yes. Third-party validated and verified. And the U.S. Hemp Roundtable is, I think, that one of hempsupporter.com. They talk about validating this as well. Plus CBDoil.com. RSB15 gets you 15% off. And if you want to win another bottle, we're probably going to give another one of these away. But you got to go sign up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com. All right, the hippies were right about what? Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Democrat Adam Schiff tells Fox News Sunday there's only one reason Special Counsel Robert Mueller didn't bring charges from the Trump Tower meeting with Russian operatives.
Because he believed that Don Jr. was too ignorant of the law to be charged. Okay. And because the Russians didn't deliver the dirt they promised.
Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani on CNN's State of the Union on why the report didn't exonerate Trump from obstruction.
One of the main things that infects that report and makes it a warped report, page 2, the standard. You do not apply a standard of exoneration to anyone, whether it's a president in an impeachment. You can't exonerate. Exoneration means proving a negative.
Giuliani also said Sunday that the president's personal legal team has not produced a rebuttal to the Mueller report because they believe the public discourse since the redacted report's release so far has been in their favor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, back at it. Feeling the good vibrations. The love. It's all energy, isn't it? Super Don, can we continue with this non-molecular reductionist discussion? Will it survive the onslaught of calls for censorship
Stay tuned, March 18th, when we launch our expanded edition, if we can call it that, long form of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Monday through Friday. Again, we're right here on GCN, and we shall be in continuity as long as we can on radio.
Sundays.
Thank you, all of us on Sundays, listening live.
Yes.
On GCN and all of our affiliates. Welcome to a new affiliate in Alamogordo, New Mexico. I don't have those call letters in
front of me. K-I-N-N. Kin.
Kin. Nice.
New Mexico.
Some of these I remember from back in the TRN days that we had. I want to be back on in Roswell, New Mexico, right? So we can talk aliens.
Right.
We used to be on there. And yep. I think we had a St. George, Utah. We got to reach out to these guys. Now we're focused on that. But in the meantime, again, we do 5 additional days, and you have to catch us by going to robertscottbell.com, watch us on YouTube and archives all over the place. And I'm grateful for everybody being with us here on the show, as little or as much as you can be here and share this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. So the first hour, we had, a fascinating interview with Karma Singh. He's one of the writers for Bolin Report, and we got into quantum entanglement. And back in the 60s, you had this concept of hippies. Now, Super Don, you and I are children not of the hippie era, just after it, when we started growing up. Although, I had a pair of bell bottoms, right? We survived our young years in the era of disco, and we transitioned to hair metal, hair bands. And, but it's interesting about what was going on in the hippie time. Good vibrations, even Beach
Boys. Well, I will tell you. Yep. I actually was lucky enough. I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, right?
Wow.
And in that area, I mean, that was like the epicenter of the hippie movement, right? Mm-hmm. And so I actually was able to go to San Francisco, which I did quite often just because it was a cool place to go and hang out.
Yeah.
And there's an area of San Francisco that is still called, it's not as nice as it used to be, called the Haight-Ashbury District.
Right. I've been there. Yeah.
Yeah.
They still have like hippie stuff just because it's kind of like commercialized hippie stuff now.
Yeah. But back then, I mean, when, we're talking about in the 80s, when I used to go over there and hang out, I actually got to get a little bit of a taste of what it was like or maybe like a little history lesson on what was going on during that period of time.
Yeah. So what was it about? Consciousness? I've often said about the hippie era. They had, I guess, their hearts in the right place, but they weren't fully engaged mentally, necessarily. And a lot of their facilities or faculties were being altered through the use of illicit drugs, whether it be LSD and other things. Now, cannabis was much weaker relative to the THC content way back when, but that was still a big thing. And my perspective is, do you need to use chemistry to alter, your consciousness? And I believe you can do it without that. Now, I'm not here to be the dictator to say, don't do it, do it only my way. That's not my point. And if I ever get to that way, Super Don will slap me. He has permission to do so. But the idea of peace and love and consciousness and good vibrations, it's a sound one, no pun intended. But it has to be done with consciousness. We can't be naive about that. The implementation of somehow your consciousness is transformed. I still don't recommend you walking down a dark alley, filled with drugs and violence. It's like, that's the kind of thing of, oh, you think Ebola is not deadly. Why don't you go dive into a vat of it, right? Because we talk about the law of the terrain versus the germ theory. And my argument is that Ebola is harmless in a healthy body. It's not because it's Ebola that it's so deadly and dangerous. It's because of the weakness in the body or the recipient of the exposed, or maybe it came from within because there's no selenium in the soils in those areas of Ebola. Zero. It's just not there. Without selenium, all kinds of metabolic aberrant activity happens in your body, including bleeding out of your eyeballs in extreme circumstances. Sewage running in the streets. Again, law of the terrain. This is also about consciousness. When you are aware of that, you no longer are in fear of the germ, but that doesn't mean Robert says dive into a vat of Ebola or sewage or pig farm manure. That's stupid. But that's where some people take it when we talk good energy, consciousness, and law of the terrain. So this comes from the blogs at scientificamerican.com of all places. Somebody named Tam Hunt. Is it Tam Hunt or Tammy Hunt? Tam Hunt. And this came back from December of last year, not too long ago. Why are some things apparently conscious and others not? Is a rat conscious? Is a bat, a cockroach, a bacterium, an electron? And this is how it starts. It's an intriguing start to an article. I think when you ask those questions, I'm like, okay, I'm intrigued to go further. She says, these questions are all aspects of the ancient mind-body problem, which has resisted a generally satisfying conclusion for thousands of years. And he's referencing a book, or she's referencing a book called The Conscious Mind in Search of a Fundamental Theory by David Chalmers, okay, New York University philosopher. By the way, NYU, that's where I came onto this planet, interestingly enough. So the question about the hippie Super Don is, it, did they know something that we could get something from even today, 40, 50 years later? What do you take the goodness from hippies? Is there anything? Or is it all, you know, dismiss the hippies, they're all commie, right?
Other than the fact that they're cool to hang out with, look, was there something going on there? One of the things in that, and I almost hate to say the hippie movement, because it wasn't like all hippies were the same either. There were just some people that just liked the music, and they liked to, you know, smoke weed, and the whole liberation of you know, things, and breaking down the social constructs and stuff. I get that. But there were other people, though, that really got into the expanding your mind thing, right? This is where the LSD movement came out.
Sure.
And it was huge, and it was, you know, an expand, and it was reflected in the music too.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the music, holy cow, man! You could just tell that there was that influence there. So, yeah, you know, trying to make connections, in your mind and understand, you know, coming up with understandings of things that maybe like the average person just couldn't even conceive, mm-hmm. where, you know, the mind body connection and the universe and you know, energy and stuff like that. That's where a lot of these other movements came out with this, you know, the energy healing was big, and, you know, things mm-hmm. of that nature that a lot of people will dismiss, right? They'll just be like, oh, you guys are a bunch of crazy people, you know? It's like, what the heck are you even talking about? Hugging rocks, you know, because it's going to, you know, and trees and stuff, you know, like that. Right. I think there's something to it. There's definitely something to it. But it's very hard to wrap your head around sometimes.
I liken it to the search for, if we can call it a search for, divine love. Love without end, love without condition, full acceptance, right? And I don't mean to discard discrimination in terms of our ability to navigate the earth cabin and not perish by, you know, walking off of a cliff under the influence of LSD, for instance. But the idea that we would somehow resonate with this love consciousness, I don't think it's a hippie thing, although when you speak in these terms, it's easy to dismiss, oh, that's Robert being a hippie again. Yes, all my long hair, you see it. But this article is interesting. It said, we agree that vibrations, resonance, are the key mechanism behind human consciousness. And even animal consciousness more generally. And, you know, this is something that was taboo in the scientific realm to talk about. You don't talk about that, right? That's not verifiable. You can't. That's energy. That's, you know. But that's, again, the argument against homeopathy. The argument against what Karma Singh was talking about, quantum entanglement. Even though quantum physics is one of the sciences, gets into, you know, the energetics of life itself and the fact that, you know, what would we say about energy? Not necessarily visible. Sometimes it is. But if you stick your finger into a light socket, you'll find out that which you can't normally see will have an impact on matter, right? So the question is, what do you want to be enveloped in, if you will, in terms of energy? Are you drawn to people that are angry and hateful and spiteful and, you know? And a lot of times people will lose their minds in those groups, right? They're angry with us who believe that vaccines may not be manna from heaven. That's a subtle understatement. Why? Well, they feel perhaps threatened and challenged about their belief system. Even though I don't argue that you are not allowed to believe that, right? You believe what you want. Just don't use that belief system as a battering ram to violate my functional individual liberty granted to me by a creator that's far beyond government. So we begin to, like I mentioned earlier, Ron Paul people are good people. If somebody says they were a fan, they were into the Ron Paul, I'm like, okay, I know a lot about you from that. Now, that doesn't mean I give up all rightful discrimination, like I got to get to know you. But their actions, their behaviors will then speak louder than even I'm a Ron Paul kind of guy, right? As my new friend Corey comes by yesterday on the weekend, just hangs out. We just troubleshoot and we figure this thing out. Then brings me a piece of equipment and we solve it. That stuff, there's resonant energy there. You sense it, you move with it, you go with it, and it's like there was an equal exchange. It felt really good. I think we were both uplifted from the interaction. I mean, he referenced that as well. And I think all life can work that way, but we are deceived all the time by those who want to divide us. They conquer through division, right? Hegelian dialectic play. You can't hang out with that guy or that gal. She doesn't believe what you believe. Like bringing the Ron Paul example, and Super Don, I know you love this. He found a way, 99% of the disagreement with a guy. But that 1% area of agreement, he found a way to work with that guy. Like, dude, is that not, I would say, godly in a sense, not to determine, that's not, Ron Paul's not a god, that's not what I'm saying, but in terms of what you might perceive to be, you know, a loving interaction, to find common points of interest and work together where you find those common areas. It's consciousness to me.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going with this, Super D. I know people want to go hippie, but I'm like, dude, you know when you walk into a room, whether you have resonant energies or discordant energies, you can feel it. It's palpable. And that's why we talk about energy and frequencies with the Echo Water now. This is amazing, to alter your physicality by altering, as Karma Singh mentioned and Bruce Lipton talks about, you're changing your belief systems. Transformation happens via belief. That's non-physical, but it manifests differently because if you believe different truly, you're going to live differently. And that's going to impact on manifestation in your life. And how do you want to live? Do you want to live in fear of the pro-vaccine cultists, or do you want to out-create them by dissipating the energy that they have? By withdrawing consent from those who would deceive you and enslave you, conquer through division. I don't know. That's where I went today, Super Don. That's where I went. That's where I'm going. That's where we're going, I think.
That's your story, and you're sticking to it.
Yeah. How about that? Little hippie in me? Do you have a little hippie in you? Don't go there.
Oh, boy.
Don't go there. Oh, yeah, I know. That's funny. All right, y'all. Don't laugh. No laughing allowed on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's all serious until the junk food arrives. Yes, junk food has gone up. I don't know if in price, but certainly in interest. Where and why? We're going to get to that. I think it's today's moment of dust. Stand by. RobertScottBell.com.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
All right, all y'all hippies out there. Are you digging it? I am. We're having a good time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. First broadcast of our broadcast week. We got 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. So Monday through Friday, if you're not sure how to listen, go to robertscottbell.com. And you can plug in there live or archived. We have radio stations across the country picking us up through GCN, GCNlive.com. Appreciate that so much. And if you can't get enough on that one day of the week, again, you got five additional opportunities. Super Don, there are upcoming events. The World Tour, the Robert Scott Bell Show World Tour is on, and some of these things come to you through webinars. So what do we got coming up in the tab that says upcoming events?
All right, robertscottbell.com, upcoming events page. Coming up on Monday, the Thyroid Reset Summit starts. So if you haven't signed up for that, you want to get in on that before it starts on Monday. Mm-hmm. We've got a perimenopause summit that's coming up on March 18th. You are going to be, dude, I'm so envious. You're going to be in Denver, Colorado on March 29th and 30th for the NoCo Hemp Expo.
NoCo Hemp Expo.
Yes.
And this is where we don't do this. That's not it. It's CBD. It's hemp. It's industrial stuff. Just so you know, so y'all can bring the kids. I think you can bring the kids because it's not about getting high. It's about the hemp, industrial hemp, and CBD.
Hemp professionals, yes. And then in April, you're going to be in Toronto, Canada for Total Health. If you want to get plugged into the Chronic Lyme Disease Summit, that comes up in April as well. Then in May, you'll be at Autism One. in Chicago. And then, of course, we cannot forget something you need to get plugged into if you possibly can, the Advanced Medicine Conference, Saturday, May 25th, and Sunday, May 26th at the Pasadena Convention Center.
Indeed, and you've got $50 discount tickets, $100 early bird VIP tickets. You get discounts, but you got to sign up. Jump on it, folks. It's going to be here before you know it, Memorial Day weekend in Pasadena, California. That's Los Angeles area. Look forward to seeing y'all there. All right, we've got to wrap up this show. Before we do, though, we got to take it into the scientific realm to find out what happens when, you know, 1 + 1 = what? It's kind of one of those things where you're like, really? You didn't know this was coming? Yeah, we know it now. It's time for, let's see, today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh brought to you by... You can't smoke a Twinkie, but you could sure eat a dozen of them if you're high. This is great. Junk food purchases increase after recreational marijuana legalization. Weren't we predicting that? Wasn't that something we said? I mean, of all the bad things that were going to happen, the biggest concern I had was that we're going to eat junk food, lots of junk food.
Yes, we conducted a double-blind placebo-controlled study. No, actually, we just used some common sense.
Right.
And when they started legalizing cannabis for recreational use, it was just kind of like, look, if you either have ever smoked weed before or know anybody who does or have watched any Cheech and Chong movie, then you know that the munchies are something that goes along with that. People do eat junk food. It's just common sense. Now, there was a little bit of a speed bump in that hypothesis a year or two ago when they came out with a study and they showed that one of the most healthy and fit places in the country was in Denver, Colorado. And it was kind of like, wait a minute.
All right.
How does that happen?
At Party
because
Central.
Everybody's smoking weed. But, you know, look, apparently there it was a little bit of an anomaly. But in general, apparently a study was done from a economist at University of Connecticut, it looks like. Hmm. And he found a link. Hmm. He found a link between recreational marijuana legalization and the increased consumption of certain high-calorie foods. So I think this guy should get the Nobel Prize because this is an amazing conclusion that he's come to here.
Right. Yeah. Cookies, chips, ice cream,
grocery,
convenience, drug, mass distribution stores in more than 2,000 counties in the U.S. over 10-year period. So they really had a long history to find out, yes, there was an uptick in purchasing of these junk foods. So if you want to argue that weed is dangerous for your health, it isn't the weed itself, it's what it causes you to eat. And so I'm encouraging all you Grateful Deadheads to choose organic non-GMO snacks. Hopefully whole food variety instead of the refined variety. And make sure you maintain that balanced intake because all the weed in the world doesn't counteract all the Twinkies in the world. In fact, it might contribute to more of their consumption. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Thank y'all for being here. Thank you to Karma Singh. Thank you to John on the board. Thank you, Super Don. Remember, y'all, we'll be back tomorrow with Advanced Medicine with Dr. Batar, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house.
I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.